B'cheres, Perek Dalam Mishnah Vav. Hanetos Chore Lodun. Dinov B'telem. Here we have a very interesting, very dramatic halacha. The Rav brings the raid from the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Parshas V'eschan, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael, Re'ei, see, and emulate, is what the Pasukim lake to, Limadati Eschem Chukim Mishpotim Kasher Tzivani Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over to Klai Yisrael that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam taught him Torah, and I taught you. And the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Re'ei, that Klal Yisrael should emulate the same way I taught Mani Bechinam, that I taught without pay. It wasn't a paid job. I did it because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Malamed Torah Lama Yisrael. Avatem Bechinam. So too you should also teach. Chazal extend this, that this is not only about teaching Torah, that one is not allowed to take schar, but anything that a person does in a capacity of a service for Dvarim Shebegdusha, he's not allowed to take pay for. Nishno dem, Chazal said that when a dayan is over a not al schar, Chazal will mevatel his koich ha-psak, not only the psak that was for pay, but any psakim that he gives, bitul chachom as psakov, that's a knas. Rishen ma'mazbir that way. And that's what the Mishnah says, anotel schar lodun dinov, his dinim, he becomes posel al tzayonis. We mevatel his dinim. So like we said, that even though the Pasuk Re'ei Limadti Eschem is talking about being Malamed Torah, but it's going on Dayonus, which is in a gewisse way teaching Torah, even though it's paskening practically on a Din Torah. But now the Mishnah adds other categories as well. Lahoid, Eidos of Betel. If he takes money to say Eidos, his Eidos is bottle. Other examples. Lahazois, this means to spritz Mei Pora Aduma Ulekadesh, or to make the Efer Parah Adumah, which has to be put together with Mayim Chaim in a gewisse way from Mei Mayon, creating Mechatos and using Mechatos to be Metar somebody. Meimov, the water that he creates is Kimei Mei Ma'ora, it's like taking water from the sink, for literally from a spring. Va'afroi, Efer Makla, it's like taking Efer, dirt, ashes from the fireplace. Kitzer. What he does is null and void. Now, we mentioned in the last Mishnah that the Rishonim HaMazbir, that the reason why Hitiru Chachomim of Ila B'Yavne, who was a big mumcha in Re'iyas Mumim B'Bechayrim, they were mad to him, is because Be'etzim there should be a problem. He shouldn't be allowed to say, he shouldn't be allowed to paskin, because his psokim should become bottle. That's the same Gzer D'Rabbanan. And on that, there had to be a special heter chachomim that he should be able to see that his psakim were valid. What's taka the pshat? The pshat is, let's ask ourselves, does that mean that anybody today who's a rebbe or a rosh hashiva or a rov or a dayin is not allowed to do for pay? So we have in the Gemara says that the schar that one is allowed to take for any mitzvah is schar batolo. You have this barichus in the sugya in Perek Elu Metzias, where a person is not allowed to take money because it's a mitzvah for returning an aveda. Teru is mitzvah, you're not allowed to take money. You are, however, allowed to take money for work that you couldn't do. You can't take pay for the actual mitzvah, but the fact is that a person is giving up his time, hours of time, for this mitzvah, he's batel mimelachtoi. Ila biyavne was such a big mumcha, everybody would bring in the b'chayim, he would be nisbat mimelachtoi. It's important to remember that the schar batolo is very different than it is today. In those days, you look, Mishnayis, Gemaras, all over, each one of the Tanoim had an occupation. Well, we find Rabbi Shua was one thing, Rabbi Tafan was something else. So Mamela, it's mistaber that Schar Batola was something outside of their regular livelihood. Okay, a few hours of paskening this, a few hours of paskening that, that's Schar Batola. Today, it's impossible for a person to be Oisik B'Torah and to serve the Tzibur in a capacity of being a Marbitz Torah without pay. The whole pay is based on the concept of Schar Batola. Makes sense that way, because L'mashal, any Rebbe who's getting paid for teaching Torah, at kama that you would want to take a person of an average Rebbe's talents and pay him a salary that's out in the workplace, he'd be making a lot more money. So what is he getting? He's really getting a basic wage of Schar Batola. He's not being paid for being a Rebbe. Be'etzim, what he is giving his life to be a Malamed Torah Lama Yisrael. in order for him to be able to function. And that idea is called Schar Batol. That's the concept. Lemaisa, when you look at the Rav over here, in a very famous piece that's discussed by all the Haboyim Achrov and Achroinim, brings over here, and makes a big macho against Rabboni Ashkenaz, Ra'isi Shareru, I saw something outrageous, Bedovaze. Shaloyeva Sharava Nismach, a Rav or Rosh Hashiva, is not embarrassed to take Asar Zahuvim, vice versa, a decent amount of money, in order to be Mesader a get, to write a get, and to be Mesader the giving of a get. And the Edim that sign on the get take Shnei Zahuvim, Moizov, L'chol Apoch, L'chol Echot. Ve'ein Zeh Harav Be'einai El Gazlan Va'anos, he's a Gazlan Va'anos, because he knows that he has no choice, that the person has no choice, because nobody knows how to be Mesader, giving a get, and how to write up a get as a specialty. And Memela, they extort money from whoever needs their services. Because the mission says, so the Rav is leveling a very severe accusation against anybody in a position of being Mesada Gittin, Edus on Gittin, both of which should be possible. Lamaisa, none less than the Ramon, Evan Ezer Kuf Nun Dalid, is Cholik on the Rav. And he says that being Mesader a get, whilst it's a public tzibur and it comes from a Yediyah Satayra, is not a psak. You're not creating a psak halacha, you're just overseeing a religious process. Shows exactly how that fits with Lahazo Yisul Kaddish, which Alachar also not teaching Torah. You see Chazal extended this mahalak. So there's a lot of raid on that. Others taina, let's say the Gabi the Edus, that sign on a get, the reason why they could take money, is because even though the Mishnah says Lahoyed not, but that's only somebody saw something, and now he doesn't want to come down to Bezdin to be made unless he's paid, so he's doing it for pay. Over here, you're asking them to come see the Edus in the first place. For that, they have a right to take money. And again, today, the rationale behind Bote Dinim and Mesadre Gittin and Dayonim is Poshet Schar Batolo. That's the Mitzvahs. And now we go weiter. The Mishnah is going to say a Tosefis in this din of what happens if somebody incurs expenses because of these services that he's providing. Imoya Koyin, the one who's seeing, the Rav explains, the one who's the Rei B'chayrois, or the Dayin, or the Eid, or the Mekadish, Eifemakle, all these services that the Mishnah mentioned. And Lamaisa, it costs money to transport from place to place. Or in creating the Eifer Parah, he becomes Tomei Vitamo, and now he can't eat Truma, he's a Koyin. And he can't eat truma. Machiloyu mashke v'sochoy. This koyin, you're allowed to give him chulin in order that he should be able to take care of himself. That means he's allowed to have his expenses or whatever circumstances he found himself in because of the mitzvah that he did. That's allowed to be taken care of. Vimhoyo zokin. You're definitely allowed to take care of him, to provide transportation for him, to get from place to place, to provide these services. This is what we called before Schar Batolo. You're allowed to give him how much he would make as a Poshet to Poyol. And Gemara has a whole cheshbon that Lamaisa, if he's a Poyol with a regular job, it's backbreaking labor. He'd rather take a pay cut in order to sit behind the desk and have a comfortable job. So pure physical labor, as opposed to sitting behind the desk, i.e. being a dayin or saying edus, how much easier is that? You have to cheshm that also into the schar batola. So kol zanichnas. The famous shita, the Rambam, where those that teach Torah shouldn't take schar at all, Rabbonim, the Rambam's Koyer Tagger, Lemaisa, Klaisos, not knowing this, bevust tshuva from the Rivosh and from others, that a chelik on the Rambam, again, based on the same thing. Klai Yisrael needs leaders, and they need teachers, and Rosh Hashivas, and Rabbonim, and Poiskim, and so on. And all of that means that there are Yidin, all these Yidin, special Yidin of Dar Tamid Chacham, provide these services, have to provide for their families. So it's obvious that the system has to work with the Tzibur providing for these Yechidim's upkeep. All that goes into Schar Batol. Mishnah Zayin, Achoshet al B'chayrois, a kohen who gets bechayrim and their kosher carbon, the tmimim, and all of a sudden, mysteriously, the behemoth one day comes down with a mum. If the kohen becomes a choshud al b'chayra, is that we see that there's a suspicion here that he's creating the mum biyodayim, which if certainly is not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be matal mum in a behemoth that has kedushas carbon. Ain lochem imenu b'sa tzvam. You're not allowed to buy from him meat of a tzvi. A deer certainly doesn't have kedushas b'chayra because it's a chaya, not a behemoth. The din of kedushas b'chayra is only on a behemoth t'ayra. But what's going on over here, this is already a second level of the takana. The first level is that if the kohen is matl mum b'b'chor, or if he's choshed that we have a reasonable suspicion that he's matl mumin b'b'chorim t'mimim, the halacha is that we're not allowed to buy those animals from him. We're not allowed to buy any animal from him. That's already a second level. Not only that, you're not allowed to even buy from him bosa tzvi. V'le'oyre she'enem avudim, you're not allowed to buy skins, hides that are not tan, because it, again, it could be from a behemah that was shalai kalacha, he was matled by mum. The ira is be'etzem of a bukhar, which became a posel. It's psulam ikdashim. You're allowed to be nana from the ira. Same way a carbon. The kahanim get the ira's. But not if he's engaging in illegal being matled mum b'b'chayr. Rabbi Lezer oimer loikchim imenu ira's shom nekeva. That far they didn't take it. And the keva doesn't have, since it's b'chalal not mimin hataina, similar to that, they weren't guys around. Ve'en loikchim imenu tzemer meluban v'tzoyi. You're not allowed to buy from him tzemer, both of it's bleached, it was cleaned out, or v'tzoyi that it's still dirty. We had these terms, by the way, in the perek that talks about reishis hages, the end of chulin. Ave loikchim imenu tvi. You're allowed to buy from him spun threads that certainly come from tzemer. Uvgodim, you're allowed to make from him, you're allowed to buy from him finished products. What's the chilek? So Gemara explains that if he was doing something illegal, usually when somebody is engaged in something he doesn't want to be caught, he'll sell off and make a revach as soon as possible. He wouldn't spin the wool or make clothing out of it. So mistumi, he didn't do anything illegal. So b'chiyai gavna, they weren't goyzer to not take from him. One thing that should be noted is the way we explain the whole Mishnah is that a choshur al b'chayris is he's a choshur to be matl mum. L'maisi, look at the Rambam and other Rishonim, there's a different way of explaining. He's nechshad, rachman al tzlon, to actually shecht b'chayris in a state of tmimah. Tmimah, so he wants to make a profit off it. That is an aveir chamura. It's not even just being matl mum. The being matl mum is a lesser aveir, it's a loisa say. This is already borders on shchut echut. So to be geyser on that, that's already a severe chash. Pashtus, there's no chash on that, unless the person was already caught in that avera. So that's those are the two possibilities of what the choshed over here is.